This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Kevin Jones, who's the CEO of Rackspace Technology. How are you?
Great, Robert. Thanks for having me.
And most people have heard of the name Rackspace, been around since 1998, has grown dramatically. But it's really known as what's called, it's the largest pure-play multi-cloud provider in the world. So what is that really, what does it mean to be a pure-play multi-cloud provider?
Well, thanks very much, Robert, and thanks for having us on the show. Look, you're right. We're the largest pure-play multi-cloud provider in the world, and so what we do every day is we help our customers navigate the complex maze of their cloud journey, and we help customers land their workloads in the right cloud. It might be a private cloud environment or a public cloud environment with AWS, Google, or Microsoft Azure, or others. And so what we do for customers is we help across that entire cloud journey from, you know, right at the beginning, helping them define a cloud strategy, doing the integration, doing the migration work, and then managing it at the back end. And the reason we're a pure play is because this is all we do, right? Our business is entirely focused on the cloud, which makes us a specialist. And when customers want the best, they choose the specialist. That's us.
So let's talk about these different types of clouds. These days, CEOs are more involved than ever in technology because their job is to get from here to there, and they know that there is going to be technology. And pretty much everyone knows that the cloud is essential for storage, for flexibility, for agility. But here's the question. How does a CEO really determine whether they should use a hybrid, a private, a public cloud? What's the thinking that goes into that?
Well, that's a great question. And look, it's a timely question because the paradigm has shifted quite a bit, Robert, over the last couple of years. You know, in the past, the conversation really started with, should I use public cloud or private cloud, right? That was really a lot of the discussion that you heard in boardrooms and in technology organizations. That's not the conversation anymore. Now, over 80% of all companies have some sort of a multi-cloud strategy in place, i.e. they've got more than one cloud environment. So really, the question now is, how do they go to a multi-cloud environment, and which workloads go into which cloud? So it's no longer is it public versus private. Really, the conversation now starts with the workload, the application, the data, and that matching that up with the best possible cloud environment for that workload. And that's really what multi-cloud is all about. And what Rackspace Technology helps companies do is make the right decisions for each workload. Some workloads make a lot of sense to be in the private cloud environment. Others are absolutely fine being in the public cloud environment. Even within the public cloud environment, you've got AWS, you've got Google Cloud, you've got Microsoft Azure. And what we do is we help customers discern the really best technology for their workloads.
What's one example of a company you've worked with? And I know, for example, you're working with Texas State on their whole strategy, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So that's a great example. You know, it was recently announced that we won a really, really important deal with the state of Texas, Texas Department of Information Resources. And what we're doing for them is we're helping them implement a digital transformation strategy. And as part of that, we are helping the state of Texas manage their multi-cloud environment. And that's across all flavors of public cloud. It includes AWS. It includes Microsoft Azure. It includes Google as well. And the state looks to us to help them manage all that complexity. And that's what we're doing.
Okay, so let's start talking about leadership. You became CEO in 2019. What was really the opportunity that you saw at that point?
Look, great question. You know, when I got the call about Rackspace Technology, I thought about a few different opportunities. I mean, the first one was it was an opportunity to be in the most exciting part of the technology industry, right? Cloud market is huge market. It's growing. It's got secular tailwinds. So that was the first opportunity, just to be in a great market. Second thing, though, that I thought about, if you kind of look at the DNA of Rackspace, it's, you know, one of the big parts of the culture is the fanatical customer experience, right? We've got an amazing group of Rackers. We call our employees Rackers that, you know, do whatever it takes to help the customer. And so that
Rackers.
Yeah, Rackers is great. Yeah. Rackers are, they're amazing. They're amazing. And look, you know, fanatical customer experience, putting the customer at the center of everything you do is just really close to my personal values. So that was the second thing. And then also, you know, the company's just got incredible technical talent, right? I mean, the best architects, the best engineers I've ever worked with in 30 years in doing this. So, pretty interesting thing. The last company that I ran, was a company in a different industry called NV Transportation. It was a 20,000 person transportation company. We were actually a Rackspace Technology customer. And I saw firsthand how Rackspace actually moved us from our aging data centers all over the country into a multi-cloud environment. And Rackspace did an incredible job for us, right? They had the best program managers I'd ever seen. They never missed a deadline. We moved to the cloud successfully and saved the organization a lot of money. So really, when I think about the opportunities to come to this company, it was a combination of a great market, you know, fanatical customer experience culture, and the incredible talent for the company.
But at that point, you were really mostly San Antonio, London. Now you've become global very quickly. How did that happen? And when you expand like that, how do you maintain the fanatical customer experience?
Great question, Robert. Look, it's been an incredibly thrilling part of the journey is our geographic expansion. And as you mentioned, you know, as the market and multi-cloud catches fire all over the world, we're growing with it, right? And we're growing with our customers all over the world. So, like, you know, you traditionally think of Rackspace as having, you know, big offices in San Antonio and London, and we still have those offices. Those are critical, very important offices for us. But if you just look in the last few months, we've rapidly expanded into Japan, which is the second largest IT services market in the world. We are into New Zealand now, United Arab Emirates, different countries in the Middle East, Egypt, Ireland, many more cities in Canada and the West Coast of the U.S. So this has been fantastic. And in terms of the second part of your question, it's a very important one because as we do expand, we want to make sure that, you know, we keep that high bar service all over the world. And it's amazing as I travel around the world. You know, our culture is about fanatical experience. It's about community. And that, carries, you know, whatever office you visit. You know, it's a little bit of a different flavor depending upon what city or country you're in. But the culture definitely is transferable to different areas, albeit adjusted for the local customs. And definitely, you know, the service standards remain very high and the same because we've got a global operational delivery model. We've got, you know, the same set of service level agreements, et cetera, in different parts of the world.
So right now, no surprise, no secret, we're in a pandemic and companies see technology as their future. Obviously, your business is one that is going to help them in transferring their business digital. What advice do you have to CEOs these days on how to emerge stronger post-pandemic?
Look, it's a great question. And, you know, just taking a step back, thinking about the pandemic and how quickly companies have had to adjust. It's phenomenal, right? And I think by and large, companies have done a great job of this, much faster than they probably ever dreamt they could adjust. And when I think about how successfully many businesses have pivoted, you know, my perspective on this is like use that speed and that pace as, an example of what's possible. Like now you know the art of the possible. Why don't you apply that same rigor, that same intensity, that same speed and urgency to other areas of transformation in your company? Maybe you want to pivot to a new business model. You've been talking about it for 5 years. Why don't you do it? right? You know, you just pivoted to work from home, pivoted to remote working and all of this incredibly, you know, complicated virtual customer interaction. Why can't you pivot to a new business model, or why can't you break into this market? I think it's a great opportunity, you know, potentially once in a generation opportunity.
Probably so. If anyone wants to get in touch with you as we're about to take a commercial break, where do they go to find you?
Well, they can email me. My email address is kevin.jones@rackspace.com. That's probably the best way. And we would love to help people with their cloud journey. And also, if they just want to reach out and talk about, you know, career trajectory, you know, advice about anything else or bounce ideas around, I'd love to get ideas, too, on business. Email me.
Okay, we're about to take a break. When we come back, we are going to speak with Kevin, and do email him, because you're going to hear fascinating, really fascinating leadership philosophies from Kevin. So this is a guy you want to hear from. We'll be back in a few.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we are here with Kevin Jones, who's the CEO of Rackspace Technology, and this is the largest of a pure-play multi-cloud provider in the entire world, and we're hearing how cloud is going to become more and more important as companies are emerging post-pandemic. But here's something else. How do you really build a great culture? And let's talk leadership now and Kevin's philosophy. So you have some just really terrific, very different, unique leadership philosophies. Start talking through them. How about the 100 days? For example, every CEO says, oh, what's important is when you take over a company, focus on your first 100 days. Kevin's going to say that's not the way to go.
Absolutely, Robert. 100 days is a really long time to me, right? And to me, whenever I've approached a new position and certainly a new CEO job, it's not about the first 100 days to me. It's about the first 100 hours. You know, my view is if a company is making such a dramatic change as a CEO change, you've got to be ready to rock day one. And, you know, my perspective is that you want that first impression to be fantastic. You want to have done your homework way before you get to the job. You know, before I took this Rackspace Technology job, for example, I'd done 200 hours of research on the company. I talked to every board member. I'd even talked to, leaders across the industry. So that when I came in day one, I knew exactly what the game plan was. And what that allowed us to do is get off to a great start, right? You know, you always can win if you get off to a great start and you get ahead early. And that's really what we did. It's also interesting because those first few hours are when you still are new and then you can see all the hidden opportunities. By 100 days, right, you're almost kind of part of the furniture, right? You know, you've kind of become, inculcated in the processes, and it's more difficult for you to see opportunities, and it gets more and more difficult the more tenured you are. So, you know, my view is, for me, you know, I want to do my homework. I want to be prepared way before day one. So the first 100 hours are awesome.
What were your first 100 hours like at Rackspace?
They were great, actually. It was amazing, right? You know, the first hour was a town hall meeting and a press release. And, you know, we got up in front of all the Rackers and I shared with the team, you know, kind of my initial impressions. I didn't know, you know, everything, but I knew how great the company was and I knew that I wanted to protect a lot of the parts of the culture of the company that were amazing. And, you know, we had a general view of some strategic shifts that we were going to make. But it was great. You know, the first day was amazing. And the thing about this company is the people are so incredibly engaging and friendly and they just want to help customers. So it was a really easy transition.
Is that when you say it's this incredible culture? Is that the heart of it? Is there anything specific that's at the real heart of what makes someone a true Racker?
Well, you have to, it's a great question. You have to really, and I know you've met with some of the founders of Rackspace, so you probably understand what I'm talking about. But when the company was founded, it was really founded with a contrarian philosophy from the prevailing operating models of IT companies at the time. So 20 years ago, a lot of IT companies were not necessarily, they were known for great technology, not really great service, right? Almost the anti-service is kind of how people thought when they started a web hosting instance and they had to call a technology company. It was always a difficult experience. So what the founders of this company did is they said, we're going to turn that on its head. You know, we don't even know if we can make money, but we are not going to provide a terrible service. We're going to provide the best service in the world. Whenever somebody calls, we are going to answer 24/7. You know, it's going to be a technician. It's going to be an engineer that can resolve that person's problem immediately. And it was really bizarre. I mean, that was not how companies did business back then. But our founders felt really strongly about that. And that was this decision that really changed the game for the whole industry. That's where fanatical experience came from. And that's deep into the DNA. I couldn't change it if I wanted, and I don't want to. So that's really at the core of the company. Now, the company is much deeper than that, though. Over the years, you know, Rackspace invented OpenStack with NASA, right? I mean, this is a company that was the managed hosting pioneer, and now we've moved to multi-cloud, and we're accelerating into application development, into artificial intelligence, into these strategic relationships with the hyperscalers. So the company, you know, the DNA and the culture of the company is around fanatical experience. It's also around community, and just being very thoughtful, you know, being inclusive. But at the core of the company, that hasn't changed, and I don't want that to change.
Now let's talk about another concept you had. You say, tell me, don't do it 100%, right? Everyone says, oh, get it done 100%, but you say don't.
Yes. Look, my view is there's a couple of things. You know, first of all, you know, when I think about improvement in organizations, I think about 1% better every day. So I don't think about, you know, the home run, to use an American baseball analogy, right? I think about lots of singles. And to me, 1% better every day over a year or two is phenomenal, right? Think about how much you can improve. That's one point. The other point, you bring up this, hey, everything's got to be 100% perfect. I don't believe in that either, right? If you wait for everything to be 100% perfect, you might not get anything done. And what I find is, particularly with organizational problems or some type of business problem, a lot of teams do too much of what I call admiring the problem. So, you know, this is the concept of, hey, we know what the problem is, which is great. I mean, that's the first step. I do agree with that. Let's get all the problems on the table and be open and honest. But then they'll spend a lot of time often. Let's complain about it. You know, let's document the problem. Let's look at it from 7 different angles. Let's pass the problem around from organization to organization, you know, hot potato the problem. To me, it's much better to get in and solve the problem and not spend so much time admiring the problem. And, you know, let's jump in. Let's get it 80% right. We'll fix the other 20% around the way, but let's have a bias for action. Let's get stuck in. Let's roll up our sleeves and all of us stop admiring the problem and let's get it fixed.
And that's how you become a racker. That is
right.
Cool. Okay, so you've about 1 minute left, and there's one more concept on your culture, which talks about doing the impossible. Tell us what CEOs should do, why they should get their people focused on the impossible.
Yeah, this is a great one. Look, I am always surprised about how much people can accomplish when you ask them to do the impossible, right? When you ask them to do, you know, big, hairy, audacious goals, to use one terminology that's out there, or to do a really, really stretch goal. And, you know, a lot of times we'll assign these goals and people look at us like, there is no way that this person can accomplish that. And you know what? Oftentimes they go away and they do it. And it is one of the most amazing things to witness, to be able to empower people, to give them you know, the latitude to go figure it out on their own. Just give them the objective and they come back and they'll surprise you in my experience much more often than not. And that's one of the great things about business.
And there you have it. We've been speaking with Kevin Jones. So remember, CEOs, don't admire the problem. Instead, do 80%, go for action, and do the impossible.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
America, I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Simon Freakley. How are you, Simon?
Hey, Robert, I'm great. Thank you for having me on your show.
And Simon is the CEO of Alex Partners. Now, we've all heard of Alex Partners from, you know, turning around General Motors, Kmart, a lot of these famous companies. But most of your business is consulting, and it's a very complex space of handling tough issues. There are a lot of consultants out there. From your perspective as CEO, what is different about the Alex Partners model?
Well, Robert, as you say, Alex Partners is most famous for its restructuring work, a couple of the cases you mentioned a minute ago. But actually, most of what Alex Partners does, about three-quarters of what Alex Partners does, is not formal restructuring. It's helping enterprises get from state A to state B, often on a schedule. So we will do digital transformations, operational transformations, sometimes financial transformations for clients, but it's helping them, partnering with them to make sure they get some difficult things done, often on a schedule.
So let's do an example. Tell me a company you're working with and what's happening. And if you can't mention the company's name, just say the industry.
It's a business that's grown enormously on the back of M&A, and now they're trying to make sense of what they've got and realize that actually quite a lot of what they got doesn't make sense by reference to their look-forward strategy. So we've been working with them to try and make sure that those businesses are parceled into standalone businesses, which if they are eventually divested, they can be divested without the complications of unraveling them from the corporate head office. And so we'll help people carve pieces out of their business as well as add pieces to their business. But the essence, the answer to your question about what is different about Alex Partners is that Alex Partners thrives in an environment where there are complex things that need to get done often at speed. Now, that isn't to say that our best-of-class competitors don't have great people that work hard with high IQs. It's not about that. And if you looked into an Alex Partners team room, you'd see a smaller number of more senior people because those people have done a lot of these types of things before, often as industry executives as well as consultants.
So let's talk about that. You have an operational excellence type model where you're bringing in small groups who can solve problems. But in the world we're in right now, there is not so much of a playbook. We have, let's say we have in America, we have this little thing, this pandemic going on. We probably have economic challenges and then we have racial tensions. So, you know, it's almost like morphing together 1918, 1929 and 1968 all into one. So everyone is changing. How do you use this now?
Well, as the famous quote of Lenin, of course, is that there are decades when nothing happens and then weeks when decades happen. And I feel a little bit like that over the last 4 months with the global pandemic. So obviously many companies, irrespective of industry, are solving similar problems. What will new normal look like when we come out of this? How do they best configure their businesses to deal with that new normal? But one thing is for sure is that the new normal will be different to the old normal. And the best executives, and we see it all the time with our clients, are saying, okay, well, let's take the opportunity now to kit our business up as well as possible for the future. And as a couple of them have said to me recently, Simon, we don't want to let this crisis go to waste. We need to make sure we make the fundamental changes happen at speed to be positioned as best as we can.
So what you're advising in areas like retail, which are obviously being completely disrupted,
yes.
What do you tell you? And I know, you know, you like me, we're speaking with CEOs every single day. What are you telling CEOs of retail?
Right. Robert, as you and I know, retail was profoundly disrupted even before the pandemic, the mother of all disruptions, came along. So 5 months ago, you know, right at the beginning of the year, when many sectors were having a terrific time, retail was being fundamentally disrupted. And so what we've been advising our retail clients really now for some time is how do they make sure that they are a winner rather than a loser during this time of extreme disruption in the retail industry. Now, we all know that 70% of US GDP comes from consumer spending. So consumer spending is enormously important to the economy. And of course, there's now so much choice out there. It was always a very, very competitive field. But one of the big challenges for retailers has been, how do they move into the digital world? It's not just a matter of malls versus online. What is the right omni-channel strategy? How do they capture data? How do they best use it? We often find with retailers that they're data rich, but they're insight poor. So how do they take the data and actually make it work for them, both in terms of their supply chains, in terms of their go-to-market strategies, also in terms of their pricing strategies? So how do they really make data work for them? Been very interesting on the, in the pandemic, of course, Robert, as we've seen, you know, a profound move to online, because we've all needed to think about acquiring goods and services in a different way, you think the people with omnichannel strategies would be fine. But actually, what you see in retailers over the last 4 months is even those retailers whose revenues have gone up, their margin has gone down because the cost of fulfilling an order in a store is much less than the cost of fulfilling an order online. So just having an omnichannel strategy in itself isn't the answer. It's much more complicated than that. So to your question, what we have spent a lot of time with our retail clients doing is understanding what is the best strategy for them in a leap towards online, how they do that in a way that doesn't completely undermine their margin, how they make sure their online strategy is competitive with other offerings. And it is, the retail world is a war zone.
Would you say Amazon owns retail going ahead, or did you advise differently for different retail clients?
Well, obviously Amazon is the poster child for online sales. It'd be very interesting to watch what Walmart has done, for instance. What Walmart has done is to use its own critical differentiator, which is its network of stores for pickup. So actually the distribution of Walmart is fulfilled from the Walmart stores, and so their fulfillment has been excellent. And now, of course, they're the second biggest online retailer, even though you don't think of Walmart in that way. And so the strategies have to be dynamic as people think about reopening their stores, because an omnichannel strategy, of course, can't just be a success online. Whatever new normal presents, it has to be a successful strategy in store as well. So the reopening strategies, how people are configuring their stores for what might be multiple cycles of lockdown and social distancing, so that people can still go and shop in a store. All of these take time to plan, but of course, as with so many things in business, you can't spend all your time planning. You have to move to action. So much of our work with retail clients has been quickly establishing the right playbook and then moving swiftly to implementation.
Do you find it's better to have your senior executives with you to get people who have, for example, retail background? Or do you try to mix and match the team so they may have tangential background, maybe an automotive background or something, where they may be able to learn different things? What's your take in leading the organization on that?
There are some things, Robert, where sector expertise is absolutely essential, and certain elements of jobs that sector expertise is essential to have the insight and the nuanced understanding to understand what needs to be done. There are certain components of a restructuring or an operational transformation where actually skills from other industries are incredibly useful. So, for instance, 5 or 6 years ago, the financial services industry realized that some of the best skills...
30 seconds until commercial break.
Okay. The financial services industry showed us that actually bringing skills in from the automotive industry around process made a transformative difference to the efficiency of financial services. So some skills absolutely are transferable.
We are speaking with Simon Freakley, and we've learned about how organizations are transforming, and interesting insights on the types of teams you use. When after the break, we're going to talk about leadership, but for right now, if anyone wants to look into Alex Partners, the CEO's listening and they're saying we're ready to transform, how would they get in touch with you?
Well, we've got a website, like everybody else. Just reach out straight to us, and we'd be delighted to have a conversation.
The website is?
AlexPartners.com.
Okay. There we go. We're about to take a break. When we come back with Simon, we're going to talk about leadership philosophy.
Thank you, Robert.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data, specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just saw This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, Robert Reese back on the CEO show, and we're here with Simon Freakley, who is the CEO of Alex Partners, the famous restructuring, turnaround, and consulting firm. Let's talk about your leadership philosophy. How would you define it? You're leading a group of small people, and even though you've over 1,000 people, but small groups of very senior people. How do you lead these? It's almost like you're leading surgeons.
Well, we have just under 2,500 people in our firm, Robert. And in terms of leadership, I think that all the human qualities that are important in forming any relationship are also important to leadership. I personally am entirely driven by my beliefs and values. I feel that as long as people, you know, do their best work and work together well in teams, that much is possible. But in terms of leadership style, my own style is, I think that chief executives have to lead from the front. I think they have to be accessible. I think they have to be authentic. I think they have to be their own chief communication officers, so that people need to understand what the firm's strategy is, why that is the best strategy, what is necessary to fulfill the strategy. And then ultimately, as with any relationship, any human relationship, is just be accessible and, you know, roll our sleeves up together to get things done.
Any unique practices you have? And I know you're also very focused on building a highly diverse organization.
Well, just on that point, I mean, I always, you know, the whole issue of diversity and inclusion, I always like to talk about inclusion first, because I think that it isn't possible to build a diverse community unless it's an inclusive community, unless people feel included. So we focus on inclusion. Obviously, we're very committed to diversity of, you know, of all types, whether it's gender or race or sexuality. We just want the most talented people driven by the right values doing great work. And why would we limit ourselves to the universe of the best talent by thinking in any other way than a diverse way? One of the things that we did early on was to establish employee resource groups, which are really affinity groups in the firm for people that wanted to gather and talk about particular issues. So we have a Black Professional Network, we have a Veterans Network, we have a Working Parents Network. Interesting enough, after, you know, the recent traumatic events with George Floyd, the membership of the Black Professional Networks by allies, so people that are not people of color themselves but wanted to be an ally of people of color, went through the roof. And so I was particularly happy that we had those employee resource groups, because some very important discussions are happening as we continue in our journey of being an inclusive and therefore a diverse place to work.
Well, let me ask you a picture about the future. I tend to believe there's an opportunity with the pandemic. You can't go back. Everything is going to be changed. Is it possible that we could actually build a truly equitable racial justice into everything we do? Is it possible that we can emerge with a stronger society in all the bits?
I sincerely hope so. You know, George Floyd was a, you know, very upsetting and traumatic incident, but it's only the last in a very, very long line of incidents that have happened. And I think that we've now reached a tipping point where it's so important you use the word equity. It's really about equity. How do we ensure that we have equity in our relationships, whether it's as employees, employers, or whether it's in the criminal justice system? Equity is at the root of it. And I truly believe and sincerely hope that this tipping point that I would believe that we're at will result in very significant and substantial change in the whole issues of equity. Particularly around issues for people of color, but in all senses, in terms of our relationships.
Let's go into the big question. What can businesses learn from a Philharmonic, and what can non-for-profits and Philharmonics learn from business? And really talk it through, because this is something that adds context to the entire discussion, in all discussions, about equity as well.
Right. What drew me into working with non-profit organizations, particularly arts organizations, was that I was drawn by just the sheer talent of people who were pursuing a different set of objectives other than profit objectives. And I found that my little skill set that I use in the commercial world was also seemingly valuable to them in the arts world as well. And so for the last 30 years, you say, I've been on various non-profit boards. I'm currently chairman of two music organizations, both of which are committed to music education for underprivileged communities. And also I sit on the board, as you say, of the London Philharmonic. Exceptionally talented people. I learn from them every day. They're just not serving a board of shareholders, obviously, in the same way that we are in corporations. But, you know, the issues that they deal with are very similar to the issues that corporations deal with. So take classical orchestras, for instance. They were the most appallingly undiverse communities, and it's only really in the last 20 years that they've made significant steps to having a more diverse orchestra. So you'll probably know, but one of the issues was that women found it very difficult to get positions in major orchestras, and so orchestras started to conduct blind auditions, whereby the musician would have to would play behind a curtain, so the people judging the quality of the playing didn't know whether the person was male or female or black or white. They had to be assessed just on their musicianship. It then transpired that there was still an overwhelming choice of men over women, and people didn't know why. And now, of course, you look at an orchestra, and there is certainly gender diversity in orchestra. There's starting to become racial diversity in orchestras. It's so important. Czernecki, for instance, an orchestra made up entirely of people of color, is a fabulous orchestra, due to have a tour in the U.S. this year, but unfortunately postponed by the pandemic. So I think there's lots of lessons about excellence. There's lots of lessons about what it means to be a real expert. There's lessons about how to deal with diversity. And there's lessons about how you get a group of people to achieve something together that they simply can't achieve on their own. And if you look at an orchestra, the sound that they produce as a group of players is something which on their own, of course, is not even possible. So I think there's lots of parallels and lots of lessons. And I certainly have, my life has been enriched by having, you know, a part of my life spent in that environment.
1 minute left. You've told me about leading indicators and lagging indicators and how people tie into this. Just give that as a final thought to CEOs. I think it's strong.
Right. Now, obviously, financial performance is extremely important, but financial performance, in my view, Robert, is a trailing indicator. Leading indicators are what happened around our people. So I always say at Alex Partners, we're people-centric, we're client-focused, and we're values-based. And if we get our issues right around our people, if they feel they're doing important work, if they feel they're working in an inclusive and respectful environment, if they feel they're doing meaningful work, and making a difference, and they're learning and they really want to invest themselves, they do great work, our clients get great results, our performance as a firm is good, and the trailing indicator, our financials, are great. And so it starts with the people as the leading indicators, the financials are the trailing indicators.
Well, great having you on the CEO Show, Simon.
Robert, thanks so much for including me. I enjoy being with you.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.